Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We haven't really talked about what's going to happen besides our picks on Sunday. Who do you want to win and who do you think is going to win? Because they are sometimes two different things.
Yes, can be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go first.
Okay.
The Niners and Eagles. This one I'm kind of torn because I've never been a Niners fan. It's always kind of been one of those things about them. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah. Not a Niners fan, but I'm less of an Eagles fan.
For obvious reasons.
Yes. Although I do have a certain measure of respect for the love that they have for their team, which you would think I would for both. I want the Eagles to win. And some of that is out of respect for my partner here.
Thank you.
But I also think they're going to win. I think they're going to win because they're just the most well-rounded team. And I think they're the best well-rounded team that's left of the four.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is having an MVP caliber season. Whether he wins it or not, I don't know. But he's having an MVP caliber season. And when he is out there and operating the offense, it is a very hard offense to defend. Now, you're going up against the best defense in the 49ers.
Right.
But having that extra threat of your quarterback as a running back, you add in that extra blocker, all of the different things we talk about behind one of the best offensive lines, if not the best in the NFL, I just think offensively, they're very good to great. Defensively, I think they're sound everywhere.
They led the league in sacks this year.
Yeah. And they're going to put as much pressure as possible on rookie quarterback Brock Purdy. And I'm going to go full Greg Hargrave on this. It might not be Purdy.
So
I've resisted for, 6 weeks?
Yeah, I know.
Making that reference.
Look, I obviously want the Eagles to win, and I do think they win for the reasons you mentioned. They are just more well-rounded in everything. Look, San Francisco can run the ball.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Philly can run the ball, but San Francisco's defense is good. The thing where I think San Francisco lacks defensively a little bit, their corners are not great. And with Smith and A.J. Brown – and even Goddard to a lesser extent, they'll be able to move the ball maybe through the air more than they would even want that they did last week with, you know, Sanders, Scott, and Gainwell. As far as the other game goes, John, I don't know. I picked, Cincinnati because I think they just have it going great right now. I want Kansas City to win, and it's not that no shade against, you know, Cincinnati at all. I actually, both teams are fun to watch. I love Patrick Mahomes. I just think he is, I'm not sick of him, and he just does things that nobody else can do. And I think I admire the fact that they've been able to do what they've been able to do without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. I'm on the opposite side of that one.
I know.
And I have nothing, it's not right. That I'm tired of Patrick Mahomes or the Chiefs. I think, I have a lot of respect for Andy Reid. I got to know him a little bit. Just because we played him so much in the division, in the NFC East. But I've got a connection with Zach Taylor. I want him to get a Super Bowl. I think Joe Burrow is the next mega superstar. And he's very close to being that. He needs a Super Bowl.
Right.
And I like the way that they built that team. I like the fact that two years ago, they were one of the worst teams in the NFL. Some of that was due to the injury of the quarterback. He was a rookie. But they've gone from worst to now, hey, last year they were in the Super Bowl. This year, I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl again. And it somewhat gives me some hope here in Detroit.
I think they're going to win. But like I said, I'll be rooting for Kansas City. 248-539-9797. Gov?
Like I said in the picks, this AFC Championship game, I don't have a good feel either way. I just think there's way too many variables, you know? The Bengals look like the more consistent thing, so that's why I pick them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know, John, you're not a big bulletin board material guy, but there's a lot of – Cincinnati's coming in there with a lot of swag, and you're going against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you know. But then –
it's okay to have some swag at this point of the season.
I know. I just am to a point. Patrick Mahomes, okay, he's 2-2 at home in AFC title games. Both those losses were in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, revenge, how much is that factoring? You don't hear that much, by the way. You hear the Bengals, oh, they're the Chiefs' nemesis or whatever. I would prefer to see probably Cincy win, but I really don't care. And I know you talked about in your prep having rooting interest.
Is this a game where you can watch it just for the pure enjoyment of watching the game of football?
At 3:05, or no, it's the late game, so yes. 6:30. At that time, yes. Now, something may happen in the game where I start pulling for one or the other. But as of going in, I don't know what I'm doing.
Who are you rooting for in the first game?
Because
they both, forgetting, you know, if you have a, you know, an interest like I do, forgetting that, if you're just a fan of neither team, they're four, in my opinion, likable teams.
Yeah, I think...
Or fun to watch teams.
I've enjoyed this era of 49er football because it's been about everything but the quarterback. And I think Kyle Shanahan is a really good coach. I'd like to see him get that monkey off his back, kind of like Andy Reid had for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think he's good for the game. I love great defenses. I think they have a great defense. I like bully football, especially in this day and age where you better be ready. That's what I question about the Eagles in this game. Have they seen something like this? Like, if I was Eagles fans, there would have been one team from probably December 1st on that I didn't want to see come to home field, and it's the 49ers. You know, the Cowboys, you think you got them, you know? They're like their little – you've always had something over them for the last 20, 25 years. So, in the end, I mean, the Brock Purdy – if this thing goes – if he wins the Super Bowl, it is absolutely unbelievable. And then – you know, what do they do in the offseason? No idea what they would do.
Well, the reason I don't buy into the bully ball thing, I mean, I know they try to play it, is because where they bully is up front. And the Eagles' offensive line will not be bullied.
No, and I just can't imagine somebody going into Philly and bullying a Philadelphia Eagle team.
Like I said, Tampa did it. Nobody thought that was going to happen. People laughed at Tampa as a Super Bowl threat.
Correct.
You know, and the Donovan McNabb, the high-flying Eagles, you know,
and
all that. Here's what I just don't know if Philly's been in this game yet from a physical standpoint, this kind of game. The Niners, they've got the experience, man. This is their third NFC title game in 4 years. Their secondary is susceptible. If I'm them, this is what I do.
Right.
I make sure I don't give up the big play, and I make sure I hold Jalen Hurts in check running the football. And I challenge them to methodically go down the field, just like the Bengals did to the Bills, with a short running game, a few running plays here and there,
Goddard's
short passing
gonna be,
game.
Goddard's going to be huge
The more you put the ball in the air with Jalen Hurts, I still think the more you create a possible turnover. He did have some interceptions this year.
Mm-hmm.
I like the number one defense in football in this kind of game.
I get it.
Yeah,
I don't agree with it, but I get it.
It should be wonderful, Greg.
I think Tom makes a good point about, you know, are the Eagles ready for this? But I think we could say the same about the Niners. Are the Niners ready to go against a team like the Eagles, who is good up front, who can possibly neutralize their defensive line? And by the way, when you get to them, now go chase Jalen Hurts around. We saw that in the first game here at Ford Field, how fast the Lions were playing. They were playing fast and aggressive, and you know they would have gotten a lot of sacks in that game if not for Jalen Hurts and his escapability.
Okay, so I'll bring up the Niners then in terms of, first off, remember, this is an Eagle team that has not been in a conference title game. What, they have anybody back from that?
They have five guys.
Five guys from the Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
This is a Niner team that's got a ton of experience from that. And don't think for a second that maybe even Jimmy G is not helping Purdy in a situation like this behind the scenes.
Well, the big advantage as far as experience in this game is the coach.
Right, but let's go to, okay, this Niner team, for the most part, has proven they crushed Aaron Rodgers the year they lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They held that Chiefs offense in check that entire game until Mahomes' miraculous 3rd and 15.
They should have beat the Rams last year, but he dropped the interception.
Exactly. They held another high-flying offense in check. They've got the track record here to do it.
But the Eagles,
the track record is they've always done something. There's always a reason why they don't.
And they should have done this, and they should, and they should. And a former coach used to tell me, and he told our team, shoulda, couldas, and wouldas lead to losses on the scoreboard.
And the Eagles, you know, I don't want to categorize them as high-flying offense because of the way they run the ball.
Well, they run the ball, but they have that threat. Well,
yeah, they can do everything. They can do everything.
That's how they opened it up last week.
Yeah, they can do everything. All right, 248-539-9797. Also, who has the most at stake in this game?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.